Praise the Lord. This morning we were asked to just testify, to give the Lord the thanksgiving and the glory and the honor. Thank him for his goodness, and I want to do that just briefly tonight. So, sort of a miracle that I'm here this weekend. Over last weekend I was doing some heavy bricks on my patio, and I lifted wrong somehow and injured something in the lower part of my spine. And Monday night I was pretty miserable, and my wife suggested that since I was falling apart, I should see a chiropractor on Tuesday. You know what those people do, right? They set you back in place. Well, I went there Tuesday. And they put me on the bench there and put some electric shock in there. That's really all I needed. I could have just stuck my fingers in an outlet and I would have been all right. But I want to thank the Lord that he's been strengthening me in spite of the fact I was trying to help my son build a cabinet down there. Tried not to. He didn't let me lift anything. When we came, someone inquired, well, does his head still work? And I don't know what he answered, but we seem to be alert yet. I want to thank the Lord for that, for his goodness. And I feel better today than I did last Monday. Let's put it that way. I thank the Lord for the fellowship of this place and different people that have come here over the years. 64 years for me. I feel like I know every stick here and every leaf and every beam. I see some of the things I'm missing here that we used to see. But the lodge is still up and standing. Brother Tom is still here. Praise the Lord. See new faces, the old face, but not old, but, you know, previous faces. He's the cook. I got to be nice to him. And it's nice. We enjoy it. I enjoy it every time I can get here. There were times, some years, that I couldn't get here. I was working. And now, of course, we've been retired for a number of years from the shop. We had a sweater factory. And we thank the Lord, and we remember, we look back 64 years. Brother Paul was kind enough to give me some pictures today. I enjoyed them very much when I was a little shrimp with blonde hair and blue eyes. And my brothers and sisters on them, and Sister Greedley, many of you know, remember her yet. She was the one, well, we made a saint out of her. She brought us up when we were teenagers. And the Lord has worked some miracles in our lives, and they kept us to this day that I can be here and worship with you, and new faces, many of you, and have my sons and my grandsons come up here. What a blessing, what a privilege that is. And we have great grandchildren in Florida, the grandson and a granddaughter. My, what the Lord has done, and I'm thankful tonight for his goodness and his faithfulness, and I want to glorify him. I was reminded as I was sitting here of a song. It actually, I've learned to know a name I highly treasure. And I have a discrepancy, is that discussion with difference of opinion with my daughter as to which melody is the correct one. She keeps telling me, Dad, you're singing the tenor. That could be, you know. Probably back in Sister Caroline Gardner's choir, I was singing tenor. And so that might be what I'm doing. What am I doing, Paul? Can we sing that chorus? I've learned to know a name I highly... You do know that, right? You're old enough to know that.
Treasure, oh how it thrills. thy spirit through and through. O precious name, beyond degree or measure, the wondrous name of him so kind and true.
78.
My heart is stirred,
book, second verse.
The name brings gladness to a soul in sorrow. It brings my shadows and its clouds depart. Bring strength in weakness, for today tomorrow. The name brings healing.
Thank you.